Good morning, everyone. On The Takeaway this morning, what do they say on CNN? The best political team on television?
That's right.
We've got the best political team on Wisconsin this morning.
We could very well. That's probably true.
Absolutely. Continuing our snapshots of political contests around the country that have developed into dramas we never would have expected even 6 months ago.
And in
ago,
places that you would never think.
We go on to Wisconsin, where we welcome Dave Zweifel, editor emeritus of Madison's Capital Times, online from Madison. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And Kelly McBride is the opinion page editor of the Green Bay Press Gazette, the third largest paper in the state of Wisconsin. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And of course, in the backcourt, we've got Todd Zwillick, our D.C. correspondent and political commentator. Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, John. Hey.
All right. So we'll stay there. We may be coming to you, in the backcourt.
I'm ready.
Dave and Kelly, it seems to me there's an extraordinary spectrum in talking about the Russ Feingold Senate race here in Wisconsin of very conservative voters and very, very liberal voters, some of the most conservative and most liberal in the country. How do you decipher what's going on in your state in the midterm elections when voter turnout is very, very hard to gauge? Kelly, let's begin with you.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me on the show this morning. And yeah, what we've seen in our area specifically, again, that voter turnout itself is going to be hard to gauge. How our area is going to vote is going to be difficult to gauge. We've had some back and forth here in northeastern Wisconsin over the past few elections. Traditionally, a solidly Republican area, going back, even if you go sort of a ward-by-ward breakdown in the Green Bay area to 1980. But in 2008, we did go for Obama, all seven counties in the northeastern Wisconsin region, which we cover after going solid. The Republican, the two elections before that. So it's really kind of anyone's guess at this point. There's a lot of factors in terms of the anti-incumbent sentiment and some of the things that we're seeing with the Tea Party influence in our area. So as you said, it's anyone's guess.
Have you made an endorsement at the Press Gazette?
We have. In fact, we came out, surprised a lot of folks in our area yesterday when we came out endorsing the incumbent, Russ Feingold, something that we've never done before as a paper, but something that I'm sorry?
That is a shocker. My jaw has dropped. Now, is that because you love Feingold, or you're concerned about the sort of Tea Party volatility that's brewing in your state right now?
I think it's a little bit more of the latter. On balance, we're traditionally a conservative newspaper. We have been. That's been our sort of hallmark in this area going back for quite some time. However, we had some concerns with Ron Johnson's rise from relative obscurity. He kind of came out of nowhere getting his start at a Tea Party rally, as you know, and we just didn't feel as an editorial board that he was quite ready to take the reins for U.S. Senate. Lack of experience, really lack of specificity on some of the issues, specifically his plan to create jobs or what we felt was not a solid plan to create jobs. He came across as very one note in a visit with our editorial board in terms of saying we should cut spending, let small businesses do their thing, but not giving much beyond that. We don't wholeheartedly agree with everything Feingold's done. We question his independence on such votes as the health care and stimulus package. We feel he did do the right thing in voting against TARP, but on balance, we simply felt that Feingold was the better candidate.
Well, that's a great sort of briefing there, and it makes it harder to explain why Ron Johnson is polling ahead in Wisconsin. So the Green Bay Press Gazette, and we're talking with Kelly McBride, opinion page editor of the Green Bay Press Gazette, one of the most conservative papers in the state, endorses Russ Feingold. Dave Zweifel over there in Madison, emeritus editor of the Madison Capital Times. What did the Times endorse? Vladimir Putin?
We endorsed Russ Feingold about a week and a half ago. And, of course, he's always been a favorite down here in Madison and Dane County, where he originates, of course. Feingold's difficulties in the polls so far this election has caused a real spur of activity among Democrats here in Dane County, who are quite concerned that he might lose this election and are drumming the Houstings out there to get people to go vote next Tuesday or on November 2nd. And
Dave, is it possible that Feingold may be done in by the Citizens United case itself, which basically allows almost an infinity of money?
There's an incredible amount of money coming into the state, particularly on television, that I've heard some people characterized as being evil. It's nobody knows for sure where the money's coming from, who's paying for some of these ads, and Feingold, of course, is being attacked mercilessly.
But Feingold himself, Dave, let's say, attacked the Obama administration for not being forthright and aggressive on getting its message out. In a sense, he's suffering from the precise criticism that he's made of the president.
That's very true. And, of course, he is quite independent. I mean, we point out in some of our editorials that if the Tea Party was for anyone, they should be for Russ Feingold, because he actually, he voted against the Patriot Act. He voted against TARP. He's voted against NAFTA. He's the kind of a guy who actually takes some of the stance that the Tea Party people take.
It's, all right. We want to get a comment from Todd Zwillick in just a second, but do you guys dare to make a prediction for November 2nd? Kelly, I'll begin with you.
I think it's absolutely going to be close, but as you mentioned, all the latest polling shows Johnson ahead. I think Russ Feingold could be in trouble. That said, he's always had close races in the past, so at this point, it's still anyone's guess.
Kelly McBride, opinion page editor of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Dave Zwiefel, you going to make a prediction?
Yeah, I think Feingold is going to be one of the few Democrats that actually survive on November 2nd. I think he'll squeak it through and remain in the U.S. Senate.
Straight from the mouth of Dave Zwiefel, editor emeritus of Madison's Capital Times, two editorial page editors, two voices from Wisconsin on the Feingold-Johnson race. Todd Zwillick, pretty fascinating stuff, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's fascinating. And Russ Feingold, you heard all of the votes back and forth from the two guests there in Wisconsin. Feingold is, known as the true independent here among his Democratic colleagues. Recent history, yes on healthcare and stimulus, no on Wall Street reform and TARP, said Wall Street reform didn't go far enough, voted against it. And then a history of, bucking the party, voted the only senator to vote no on the Patriot Act.
So you can't be an incumbent, you can't be an independent, you can't be a Democrat close to Obama, and you can't be in a GOP leadership. This is a strange election, Doug.
It is. You can't, for somebody who has independent cred, seems like you can't win, but maybe he will.
You can't win
for
losing, yeah.
For such a strange election, we're glad we have you, Todd, to help us sort it out. Todd Zwillick, of course, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks to Dave Zwiefel in Madison and Kelly McBride in Green Bay. On Wisconsin.